What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, big voice man, you're a little wrong there. I am Reginald Atatula. That's Chris Partee in for John Lopez. It is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still got Figgy Fig rocking and rolling, as you can tell, by the vibes, by the tunes. All right, he said yeah.
Loving them vibes, man. Loving them
he
tunes,
said,
man.
Yeah. Is that the Bay Area jumping out of you? Is that what that was?
A little bit.
Okay.
Or I could go, yeah. That's definitely Bay right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We might need to probe into like the Chris Partee Bay Area at some point during the program. But not just right now, because I want to talk about these Rockets, right? We are in the legal tampering period. And we didn't talk much about it. We referenced it earlier. But if you are unfamiliar, right, technically the new league year starts on July the 6th.
Yes, yeah, 6th.
Correct?
Yep.
And even from then you have like a technically a moratorium on when actual deals can get signed.
Yeah.
For, what is it, a couple days? I can't remember exactly what it is. The NBA has so many rules.
But they can
and
be agreed upon or, yes. or I guess made public.
Yeah.
July 6th,
yeah.
even though it happens before.
Because
that.
That's the new league year. But until that point, because the NBA knows to some degree that they have rules that people are going to flout, they
yeah.
offer a legal tampering period, a period for when teams can just have actual contact with players that are not their own, even though, let's be honest, they probably do it anyways.
Yeah,
however, this is the time period where free agency in effect starts, because teams will kind of have that contact and start getting their minds together and their ideas on what they might do.
Putting them feelers out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so with those feelers, we're already starting to get some ideas of what the Rockets might do. Because the big trade for Kevin Durant was incredible, but I think anybody with that could reasonably look at it would see that, hey, this team still needs some stuff. Just off of the basis of they had, what, like 12 guys on the roster?
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, there's, you know, the guys that they had previously had that they were still going to see if they were going to, you know, have some level of dealings with in the next year. Talking about, like, Aaron Holiday, Jeff Green, guys of that nature. So they're still going to figure those things out. However, I think the things that we're looking for this Rockets team, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. Three and deep type players, because you need to add shooting, but you also don't want to sacrifice at all what Ime has defensively.
That might be the most important thing, is 3-and-D guys. I mean, definitely the shooting, but again, you don't want to sacrifice defense just for the sake of a little more scoring.
No. And so with that being the case, I would imagine that would be a focus of free agency for the Rockets. Is there any other thing that I'm missing there, or would you agree?
No, I'm with you on there, 100%. That's what we've talked about forever, is they need more shooting.
And so with that being the case, because again, we're seeing Jabari Smith Jr. probably step into that space,
yeah.
which is good, but Dylan Brooks goes, and he was probably your best spot-up shooter that you had, at least in the rotation consistently. And there's not really a replication for that. Obviously, you're hoping that Reed Sheppard gets more burn, as the reporting has been that he will, but he's probably going to be on ball.
Yeah.
And you still need that those spot-up shooters to create some space. So there's some links that are happening out there. Daniel Lerner of the Houston Chronicle put together a list, but there's one name in particular that has popped up in a big way. And in some ways, kind of flouting the legal tampering, because we have some ideas as to what a contract,
a little bit
rough ideas of what a contract might look like. But there's a big link because of those rumors to Dorian Finney-Smith. Played with the Lakers this past year. He's played a lot of places in the league with the Mavericks, the Brooklyn Nets. He is a 3-and-D player, and I think the conversation is maybe him getting something like a 4-year, maybe somewhere in the 40 range, because or $40 to $48 million range, because that would allow you to get to a space where he makes less than $14 million or just around $14 million,
okay,
which would fit into the mid-level exception that the Rockets have, the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. With all that being the case, do you like the addition of a Dorian Finney-Smith to this team as currently constituted?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm right there with you because, I mean, the man shoot, I think, but last year he shot it at around 41%, right, from three. So, yeah, bring that guy in. There are a couple other guys that the Rockets are potentially linked to as well, and I'm sure you'll get into them as also. But, no, Dorian Finney-Smith, I think that would be a really good fit for the Rockets.
I was talking to a friend of mine about this weekend, and I will give him credit for this, even though I told him I would just straight up steal it. Does Dorian Finney-Smith not feel kind of like a Dylan Brooks replacement of sorts? Obviously, I don't think he's going to. He could possibly have a similar kind of like time, like playing time share, but I don't think he have to. In that guy really is a defense first 3-and-D.
Yeah,
like he.
I don't have a problem with that.
He gained his bones developing as this is a guy who is a defensive kind of small forward, but really kind of a power forward. He can guard up a little bit. He's got a level. He's got enough ability to guard on the wing. And he plays with the physicality and the toughness that you would imagine Ime would want. And then he built himself up as a better three-point shooter. Maybe he's not an incredible three-point shooter, but if you want an incredible 3-and-D shooter, you're paying bigger money.
Big
Those
bucks.
Guys cost a lot of money now. He feels like he fits very much like that.
I think so because, I mean, here's the thing. You talked about him being able to, guard multiple positions here. And I think in today's NBA, that's what most teams are looking for out of their wing guys, whether you're especially if you're a three, but if you can also play the four and guard fours and even eventually at some point you are at some level you can guard fives as well. That's what you're looking for. And then on the other end, you can hit knockdown. You can knock down spot up threes. It's not like he's going to be a guy that's taking, you know, 12, 13, 14 shots a game. He's going to get his shots when they come to him. And that's what you want. It's that guy that defense. This is what I like. A guy that's defense first, but he can shoot 40% from three when you need him to.
And he does feel like that. The question I will ask, though, and of course, this is partially because I saw him as he was developing his three-point shot. So I don't know how much Lakers basketball I watched this last year to say this definitively.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, because I know you're a huge hoop head. Do you feel like he's a good enough shooter, not just off of the numbers, but like kind of tangibly, that makes teams have to space out? Because I think that's the big thing. There's some guys who have a pretty good shooting percentage, but the reputation does not make it so that teams go, we have to stick on this guy in the corner, or we have to stick on this guy in the wing. And I think that's really what you need even more so with this Rockets team, even though they just need three-point shooting.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say he's at that level. I would even say maybe Jabari Smith is more closer to that.
Interesting.
Or at least he's working his way towards that. Maybe I put it like that. He's working his way to being more as one of those guys that, okay, we have to not leave him open in the corner or wherever it is on the perimeter.
But you just need another one at the very least.
But you do need another one.
So, that I mean, even if Jabari's not on the floor, you have someone out there. And I think you were talking about size. I think that's a good point as well, because you're kind of missing a little of those intermediaries. Like, Amen Thompson fits nicely as one of those guys that can play anywhere for like 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Tari Eason isn't quite, he's kind of that, but also Tari's not a great shot right now.
Yeah.
And then you have the size in KD, Jabari Smith Jr., and then you talk about the centers. That's evident.
Yeah, it's different.
But then who do you have that really feels like a wing that you have, especially that can space? It doesn't really feel like you have enough of those.
Yeah, well, like you said, with losing Dylan Brooks, I guess it does kind of feel like Dorian Finney-Smith could be that Dylan Brooks replacement. Not saying he's going to be the same exact player, but he can do and bring some of the things to the table that Dylan Brooks brought to the table for the Rockets.
Okay, so if it wasn't Dorian Finney-Smith, and it feels like they're just gone very far down this path as rumors continue to come out even to this day.
Yeah.
But some other kind of potentials to add 3-and-D type players. Which of these do you like the most? In fact, maybe power rank these between Nickeil Alexander-Walker, dude who played with the Timberwolves last year, Ty Jerome, point guard, shooting guard type of guy for the Cavs last year, real scorer. Last year, especially late in the season and into the postseason. Luke Kennard. And then Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah.
What you want me to say about Luke Kennard?
Who is Luke Kennard?
What you want me to say about Luke Kennard? How would you power rank those four guys as potential targets, particularly as it relates to this Rockets team?
Personally, I'm a fan of Gary Trent Jr.
Really?
I like him in that 3-and-D kind of role where, you know, he's like, I guess, you know, probably the seventh or eighth guy off the bench in that kind of role. I like him in that role.
Which is kind of what we're talking about, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm assuming, you know, anywhere from, not going to be the sixth man most likely, but anywhere from, I guess, between 6 and 8 is where one of these guys is going to fall in the rotation for the Rockets, I'm assuming. That's what I would assume. So if I had to rank them, you know, number one for me would be Gary Trent.
Interesting. And he's more of a shooting guard type guy. Shot 41% from three, but he is 6'5", just a little bit short.
Yeah, the size thing would probably be an issue there, but I like the shooting.
Well, I mean, you don't have as many guards. I think he can fill it.
He can fill it up.
Okay,
he can fit in. But I'm saying he can. I've seen him fill it up before. So I mean, out of these four guys, I would definitely rank Gary Trent Jr. That's just me.
Okay,
I would go him over to others, yeah.
I don't hate that. I have a great fondness for Nickeil Alexander-Walker, but
he'd probably be number two for me.
Okay, fair enough. And then between Luke Kennard and Ty Jerome would be interesting in that he's been a point guard, so that would add you another point guard depth. But I think with, obviously, Fred, Reed Sheppard, who I think is going to be your number two point guard by all accounts.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Them seemingly bringing back Aaron Holiday, I think that you're probably good on guards at this point.
Now, do you think that's going to happen? Or do you think they're going to bring back Aaron Holiday?
I mean, that's been the reporting. That
okay.
Well, Green, Aaron Holiday, and Jay Sean Tate are guys that they're going to bring back.
Then if that's the case, then you're probably not going to bring in
Ty Jerome.
You're probably not.
I mean, he can kind of play shooting guard, but he's really more of a point guard in my mind.
So you're probably not going to bring him in. Then, I mean, if I'm ranking it based on realistic expectation of what could happen, I'd probably have to go Luke Kennard third and Ty Jerome fourth.
Okay. All right. Still very interested in what the Rockets actually end up doing. And I see it on the YouTube page, Trustin, or rather the Twitch chat, Trustin Stone. It feels like Rafael Stone has earned that for the way that he's team together.
And I think so.
These are the places where executives earn their money. The finishing touches that make the roster.
Got to round it out.
Make it sing.
This is one of the reasons why a situation like Phoenix didn't work when KD was there.
Strong.
They did not round out that roster.
That's a great point.
It can't just be the top three guys that make all the money and then you just throw some guys in with them. Yeah. Can't be that.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including do we have to make something of that Lance McCullers Jr. Saturday start? We'll talk about that more next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.